This is the Midday Market Report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. There are rumors that China looking to buy corn from the U.S. Pacific Northwest. No flash sales announced this morning, but even if there had been, this may have been already priced into the market. U.S. ethanol production said to be up 4.5% in 23-24, which is above the USDA's projection. Central Brazil has had a break from rain over the course of this week, which should help with corn planting. However, rains are expected to return this weekend and into next week. Export shipments of U.S. soybeans in 23-24 are down 21% from last year, which is below the USDA's projected pace. This may continue to weigh on the market, especially as the U.S. is uncompetitive with South America. March soybean FOB values in Paranagua, Brazil are said to be about $1.05 per bushel less than prices out of New Orleans. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange rated Argentina's soybean crop 82% fair to excellent, a 1% decrease from last week's 83% fair to excellent rating. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Now that the calendar shows March, prep for the 2024 planting season is well upon us, and we'd like to remind you of a few extra steps to help reduce the safety risk during the heat of that planting season. There's the obvious. Make sure all that safety equipment is in proper working order as part of your routine preparations, but also try to rest up, as chronic fatigue can have the same effect on your body as drugs and alcohol, and slowed reaction times can be dangerous. This message furnished by the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
At midday, March corn down 5 1/4 at 410.5. March soybeans up 3 1/4 at 1131.5. March soybean meal up $1.70 at 335 even. March soybean oil down 23 cents at 44.43. On the Merck, April live cattle up $1.47 at 186.82. March feeder cattle up $2.97 at 251.97. April lean hogs up 75 cents at 87.37. April pork cutout down 30 cents at 93 even. And class 3 milk down 14 cents at 16.82. And a reminder, you can find market information anytime on our website at iowaagnet.com. And while you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers our 5 daily news stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to the Midday Market Report on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.